21st. Just email Michelle Utter. We're going to do our best to accommodate everybody.
Stephen Hooper from Limerick, Maine.
Walter Reed, New York City.
Stephen Winter, New York.
BJ from Delaware.
I work in Pittsburgh, Maryland, registered for ambition and get free energy.
Welcome to Long Island. Mike Rowe,
Pablo Antoana, Rochester, New York.
Ron Flamingo from Elkridge, Maryland.
Hi, this is Eva Serino from New York.
This is Marcia Garland from Arizona.
Shelly Harris, Maine.
What?
Rochester, New York, Terry Petraca.
DJ Delaware.
Welcome on.
Eugene, Washington, D.C.
Welcome on.
Brandon Erica from Lockport.
Kathy, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome on.
Carrie from Lima, New York.
Sylvia Robinson, Tri-City, Hopewell, Petersburg, and Victoria, Pennsylvania.
Welcome on the call.
Chad Hicks, Illinois.
Chad Hicks, welcome on.
Ivan Hall, Boston, New York.
Welcome on the call.
Mr.
Pierce,
San Diego,
Jeff
California.
Stark,
thanks for getting on.
Donna
Throgmorton,
Illinois.
Cranberry
Island, Maine.
Welcome on.
Hey, Renee.
Not bad. Yes. Welcome on.
Hey, Walter.
Betty Mann, how you doing?
Renee, I got to say my name again. I want Tiffany to know I'm in here.
Okay.
Walter, thank you.
Well, Tiffany Walter Hughes wants you to know he's an idiot. Hey, look, there's a lot of people who can get him on, and what we're going to do, we need a
scale from
y'all. Moderating mode.
All callers are muted.
Because I know a lot of people have gotten on
this
here, man.
This conference is being recorded.
Just because Tiffany Wood is our guest. So, Anita, I'd like to turn the call over to you at this point in time.
All right. Well, thank you, Renee. Wow, this is exciting to hear so many people on the call from everywhere, even Jamaica. This is awesome. I want to welcome everyone to our regular Tuesday night customer gathering training call. We do this call every Tuesday night, and we're here to especially help the brand-new consultants, teach them the best ways to get customers so they can get paid right away. I know we've got a lot of brand-new consultants on our team, and if you're on this call, I just want to welcome you to the call and to Ambit Energy. And just encourage you to come back to this call every Tuesday night because there will be a different guest speaker every week, and you're going to learn something from these calls every week. Also, we record all of these calls. The recordings are posted on our team website, which is ecfactorynation.com. Again, that's ecfactorynation.com. So if you'd like to go back and listen to some previous calls just to learn more, for great tips there, then I encourage you to go to that website and listen to some recordings anytime you want. At this time, I would like to introduce our special guest for this evening. You might want to go ahead and grab a pen and paper because you're definitely going to want to take notes for this one. We have executive consultant Tiffany Wood on our call. She's from around Albany, New York. Tiffany is building a tremendous business. She has won numerous awards. She's a Pure Energy Award winner, the six-figure income earner now with our company, and just building a tremendous business in the Northeast. So we're really excited and honored to have you on tonight, Tiffany. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Anita. Thanks for having me, both you and Renee. I'm excited to be on.
Well, we're glad that you were able to take time to be with us tonight. What I'd like to do is have you just take a couple minutes to just, for the new people especially that have never got to meet you before, tell a little bit about how you found out about Ambit and kind of where, what you were doing previous to Ambit. And then I'm just going to turn this call over to you and just let you teach about customer gathering.
Okay, sure. Thank you. So a little about me first. I got started with Ambit a little over 6 years ago now. The way I found out about the opportunity, I had an attorney who sent his little girl to my preschool, little Emma, And that attorney is also an executive with Ambit now, Rob and Lori Marcioni. And they had invited me to take a look. At the time, I owned a preschool. I was waiting tables. My husband's a fireman and a paramedic. We've got four little ones. We live just outside of the Albany, New York area. And when we took a look at this, besides being a paycheck-to-paycheck family, we were in debt up to our eyeballs. We bought a house out of our means. We're behind on our mortgage, our car payments, credit cards, and just really working the business very part-time, 3 to 5 hours a week, but consistently each week. You know, we were able to really fix all the wrong we created. We paid off credit card debt, medical debt, caught up our mortgage, our car payments. I sold my preschool. You know, all thanks to the Ambit opportunity that we're all a part of. And when I started with Ambit, as I mentioned, I had very little free time. You know, with my husband having a few jobs and myself, you know, I know people say all the time, you know, it's hard to squeeze it in. You just got to squeeze it in wherever you can, you know, making calls on your way to work, after you put kids to bed, you know, whatever it may be. And, you know, while there have been a number of factors that I think have helped us have the success that we've had with Ambit, you know, two of the factors have been, one, our hardworking team. We'd have nothing without our group. You know, we're very fortunate to work with amazing people. You know, we're fortunate to have people like E.C. Kirkharan in our business, Pat Flander, Kirkharan, Wayne Lynch. I don't want to leave anybody out, but a lot of fantastic leaders and wonderful people in our team. And the other important thing has been teaching our team to get free energy. And I'll definitely expand on that later in the call, but it's been a huge factor in affecting our check, our residual check, and you know, how much money we've been able to make with the company. So I'll go ahead and just jump right into the steps of customer gathering. You know, whenever I do this call, I always share that how, in my opinion, customer gathering is oftentimes just underestimated by consultants. And I think the reason is just that everybody gets so excited to share the opportunity with others, especially right now while the enrollment fee has been waived and it's free to get started. I think everyone is just so focused on sharing the opportunity with people to be consultants, and that's important and that's fantastic, but you don't want to forget how important customer gathering is. And the reason customer gathering is so important, all four ways the company pays us requires you to gather customers. You know, the first way you get paid are those initial jumpstart bonuses for your personal customers. The second way the company pays you is when you share the opportunity with others and you sign up consultants, but no bonus money is paid out until those brand new consultants put on customers. The third way the company pays you is in your residual income on your customers and your downline. And the fourth way the company pays you are those bonus quarters based on downline customers from your regional organization on. So it makes customer gathering a pretty important skill to learn. So, you know, talking about how you get those customers on, you know, step one is in asking for the favor. You know, and anyone who's heard me do this before, I've always shared, I listened to this customer gathering when I got started. I heard the call. I listened to the training directly from Ray, and I'm always embarrassed to share. I got on it, I just didn't listen. And I kind of went off and did things my own way. You know, so if you're a new person getting started and you're struggling to get customers on, you definitely want to do it like it's taught. I had had brochures printed up, even though Ambit already had some. I didn't feel Ambit's were aesthetically pleasing, and I had my own ones done up that I thought were cute with happy face dollar signs behind savings and smiley face airplanes behind travel. And those were the things I was handing out to my friends and family, outlining the benefits of being a customer. And I was struggling to get people on. And while I didn't have a lot of people telling me no, I didn't have anyone telling me yes. I had everyone telling me they needed to look into it and they needed to research it more. And it was driving me crazy. And when I shared my brochure idea with Ray, he had asked me why I wasn't just asking people for a favor. And, you know, if you're on the call and you're anything like me, I mean, I have to know the reason for the steps. And I just had a really hard time following this. One of the first people I handed a brochure to was my grandmother, and she had told me she likes National Grid, which is the incumbent provider in our area, and I just thought that was such a silly response to say. Nobody said they like their incumbent. And so after talking to Ray and him convincing me to try the favor, the first person I went back to was my grandmother, and I said to her, Gram, I need a favor. And she said, anything, what do you need? And I said, I need you to grab your utility bill. You know, and she got it out, and I signed her up, and it took a minute, and I was absolutely baffled how quick and simple it was. And, you know, I got done with her, and I called my Uncle Joe because I knew he had both his house and his house on Lake George. And in one day, just calling my relatives and asking them for the favor, I had more success than I had in 3 weeks and contacting tons of people with my brochures. So, I mean, the favor really works. And, you know, I mentioned, you know, if you're like me and you need to know why we tell you to ask for the favor, I truly feel it's just something in the psychology of it. You know, people are naturally conditioned at this point. They just don't want to be sold anything. So when you approach your friends and family and you try to sell them on ambit rates, you know, they just immediately shut down and they're not interested. Whereas when you approach your friend or relative or coworker and just say, hey, can you do me a favor? People are naturally inclined to say yes. You know, it feels good to do someone a favor. And they just say, sure, what do you need? You know, and I don't know why it works that way. It just does. So, you know, if you're not asking for the favor, I strongly encourage you to give it a shot. I think you'll be amazed at how much better it works than trying to sell people on rates. And the only other thing I want to mention real quick about rates, you know, some people are really good salesmen and saleswomen, and maybe you're able to sell people on rates. But the other important factor about the favor is you want to build a loyal customer base. And if you sell your friends and family on rates, then they don't understand that they're doing it to support you and your business. And the next company that offers them a $50 Visa card or free movie tickets or a ski lift pass, whatever it may be, they're going to jump companies. So, you know, you really want to build a loyal customer base built on the favor. Once you ask the favor, don't be afraid to wait for the yes. You know, not everybody's going to be like grandma and just say, absolutely, what do you need? You know, you might be asking an acquaintance or someone you don't know as well, and they might say, well, what is it? You know, don't be afraid to wait for the yes, and don't be afraid to restate your question. You know, can you do me a favor? You know, if nothing's going to change for you and you're going to save some money and it's important to me, can you do me a favor? You know, don't be afraid to do that. You know, and you know, the next step in asking someone to be your customer, you know, share with them that you started a business and tell them why. You know, when I was getting going and I was a regional consultant, I had approached my neighbors, Roger and Anita, to be customers. And even though they were my direct neighbors and they lived right next door, I really didn't know them all that well. Their kids are much older than mine, and our paths just didn't really cross. And I went over and I just said hi to Anita. They were working on their house outside, and had just said to them, you know, hey, can I ask you a favor? And she said, sure, you know, what do you need? And I said, well, as you know, Dave and I are always working, and I feel like no matter how much we work, we never make enough money. And her husband kind of nodded and agreed and said they always feel the same way. And I said to her, you know, I got to thinking, you know, nothing ever changes no matter how hard I work. So I decided I'm going to try something different. And I started my own part-time energy business, and I'm really excited about it. And you know, her husband, Roger, stopped me right away, and he's like, what do you mean? You know, how does somebody do something like that? And, you know, was hitting me with questions. And I said, you know, geez, Raj, maybe you should take a look at this. And to make a long story short, you know, Roger and Anita signed up to be consultants in my business, and he definitely was responsible for helping me get to senior consultant. You know, it would have taken me significantly longer without him, and that never would have happened if I didn't pause and acknowledge his interest in the business. So, you know, don't be afraid to share with people, you know, that you started a business and why, and you know, wait and look for interest. You know, if not everybody's going to, you know, ask you questions and show interest. If they don't show interest and they look kind of blank, you just sign them up. You know, people who don't get it make phenomenal customers. And notice I said sign them up. I didn't say, you know, send them your website. And there's two reasons why we want you to sign them up. You know, the first reason being the information entered needs to be accurate. If the account number is even one digit off, it gets booted out. So, you know, you want to take your time and enter the information accurately. And the second reason is you don't want to have to chase people. You know, you don't want to have to say, did you get a chance to go to my website? Did you go yet? Did you go yet? You know, so the best thing is just to sign them up. And once you enter the information, you know, let them know, I'm going to give you a call back within 5 minutes, and we're going to do a quick phone call. It's a third-party verification call. And explain to your new customer what that call is. You know, I realize the call is different depending on the state and that there's consultants from all different states on the call. What I'd suggest to you is definitely familiarize yourself with the questions being asked by third party. I know for me in the state of New York, they're asking, you know, customers to verify their name, their address. If it's okay that Ambit supplies their gas and electricity. And they ask them, because our state has a guaranteed savings program, they're asking them how much they were guaranteed to save and if they're aware that they need to renew their service plan every 12 months. So, you know, you want to be able to let your customer know, you know, they're going to be asking you to verify name and address, the percentage you're guaranteed to save, and about the renewal if you're in the state of New York. Definitely, you know, familiarize yourself with the questions. What I can tell you about third-party verification call, it's really important. And the reason the call is so important is because no bonus money is paid out until third-party verification is complete. So it's a super important step. And it's best to just bang it out and get it done right away. The company will call your customer 6 times, but what happens is your customer doesn't recognize the number and they fail to pick up the call. And then you have to, you know, you're back in chasing mode again. So you might as well just do the call right away, and you know you're all set, and you know your bonus money is going to trigger as well. You know, and you want to send your customers a thank you card, a handwritten thank you card. It really goes a long way to, you know, ensure that customer stays with you for the long haul. People ask me all the time, you know, what do you say in the thank you card? My personal cards are pretty simple. Dear Grandma, thank you so much for, you know, supporting my business. It means a lot to me. Enjoy the savings. And I also put a, you know, a PS in there. You know, if you have any friends or family that you'd like to help them save, I'm happy to help them out as well. And putting something like that in there helps me get some referrals. Also, you know, all different leaders tend to do this differently. I know many leaders have suggested putting a $5 coffee card in each of the customer envelopes just to say thank you. I know for me, there was no way I could have afforded to put a $5 coffee card in every thank you. What I want everybody to know, your thank you card is fine as it is without anything in it, but if you want to put something in and you're looking for an inexpensive alternative, scratch-off tickets work great and they're only $1. I had put one in each of mine, and I did have a customer win $25, and they were really, really happy with it. I bought my cards at the dollar store in a pack, 8 for $1. This doesn't have to cost you a lot of money, but it's a really important step to do. You know, your customers do not get thank you cards from their incumbent provider, and it's a nice little gesture on your behalf to send them a card and say thank you for supporting your business. And you know, the last step of customer gathering, you know, if you're on the call, whether you live in a state that has a renewal program or not, you know, you really want to know what the renewal program is, because other people in your downline might sign up customers in the states that have renewal programs. And basically those states are the states of New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Delaware. And those states all have guaranteed savings programs. In the state of New York, it's a 2% savings. Customers are guaranteed to save a minimum of 2% annually off of their bill. And customers in the other 4 states of Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Delaware are guaranteed 3% savings annually. And that's a fantastic thing to be able to share with customers, that they're guaranteed that savings. But you, as a consultant, want to make sure that you're renewing your customers annually. And what's so fantastic, the company actually has put a couple things in place that you can take advantage of. So if you're new, on your dashboard, there's a widget available to you called your customer renewal widget. You definitely want to pull that up. I know there's lots of fun widgets. It's hard to know which ones you want to have up there. But you can take your, you know, take the yellow jacket one down or a couple other ones that, you know, will take a little time to build, and make sure you put that customer renewal one up there because it will light your customers up in red for you when they need to renew. And you also can go to the alerts page in your back office and set yourself up to get alerts. You'll get emails and text messages letting you know 6 weeks in advance when your customers are due to expire so you can contact them and let them know it's time to renew. It takes literally a quick minute to get them renewed, but it's really important that you do so that they are able to stay in the guaranteed savings program. The customers get notified that they're in the renewal program when they do the verification. And, you know, I always like to let my customers know, you know, our company is so fantastic because it's not a one-time savings with Ambit. It's not an introductory savings. You actually can qualify for this guarantee year after year after year. So it's really a fantastic thing. And I want to mention real quick, I said that I'd come back to the free energy program. You know, related to customer gathering, I just want to take a couple quick minutes to talk about the benefits of Ambit Energy's free energy program because it's amazing. There are so many things I love about the program. I think my favorite thing is just, you know, if you're new, you should know you don't need to be promoted to take advantage of free energy. You know, from the first day that you sign up, you can refer 15 customers to Ambit, and Ambit will take the average of the supply side of the bill for those 15 customers, and they're going to cut you a check month after month after month as long as you live in a state that Ambit offers energy services. So, you know, get taking advantage of that right away. You know, seasoned consultants, you know, you want to help your new people get set up with free energy as soon as you can. It's a fantastic way for them to be getting a check month after month without end. And another fantastic thing about the free energy program, you know, if you've been in Ambit for a long time and you never got free energy, you can still go get it. You know, there's no clock. It's never too late. So if you're shy customers, you know, everybody who lives in an area that offers Ambit as a provider should have free energy. You know, so if you don't have it, go out and get it. And what I'll tell you is people ask all the time, you know, how do you get a big residual check in Ambit? It truly is simple. You teach your team to get free energy. Imagine how big your check will be if every single consultant that joins your team has a goal of having free energy and they all go out and get it. You know, it'll be amazing how many customers end up in your downline. And lastly, before I turn the call back over to Anita and Renee, I just want to take a quick second and talk about the phenomenal promo that Chris and Jerry put into place. I mean, it doesn't get any better than free. But as excited, again, as everybody is about signing up consultants and sharing the opportunity with everybody, don't forget to make sure all your new consultants are getting customers. You know, they need 5 individual houses to get the $150 and for them to qualify for promotions. And also what that 5 customers does for the brand-new consultant, they're already a third of the way to free energy. You know, so get everybody in the mindset right away, 5 customers within 28 days. You know, bang it out as soon as you can. Don't wait until the last second. You know, really get it done within the first week. Your own house counts as one. And I've had so many calls of people asking me, do I think Chris and Jerry will ever run this promo again? And everybody's so excited and has loved it so much. What will determine if Chris and Jerry run it again will be if there's results. You know, it doesn't matter how many people love it or how many people say it's great. It's going to be how many people went ahead and put customers on and actually built a business utilizing the promo. So, you know, if you're not putting your customers on and you've gotten a little sidetracked, you know, definitely buckle down this week and get your customers on and make sure everybody's triggering their checks. I don't know if I forgot anything, Anita, Renee, that you want.
You did a fantastic job, Tiffany. Can you elaborate a little bit on how maybe a consultant has already been in the business a while and they've sponsored several new consultants, how they help their new consultants to get those first few customers? How do you help your consultants?
You know, that's a great question. You know, getting your new consultant started and investing some time in that person is definitely important. You don't want to just sign them up and run off to do the next person. You know, take a few moments, walk them through the steps of signing themselves up as a customer. That way they know how to do it. You don't want to do it for them. Let them do it for themselves so they know how to do it. They're familiar with the page. I don't have them do the little sign-up that's available on the site when they became a consultant because I want them to log in themselves using their customer site. So they log in, walk them through the steps, they see how easy it is, and have them do their verification call right then and there with you sitting there. And that way you've kind of set the stage for them as to what they're going to do with each new person that they bring in. And another thing, you know, arm them with some training on how to invite, on how to ask people to be their customer. But in addition to that, go ahead and give them a little dialogue and let them make a few phone calls with you sitting there because it's a great thing to be able to leave your brand-new consultant knowing that they already have anywhere from $100 to $150 on the way in that first sit-down with you. You know, so take a few minutes, have them start their list, you know, time them just 2 to 3 minutes. They'll be amazed how many names they get down. But let them know that's just the start of their list. They're going to take some time on their own to develop that. But have them make a few phone calls. I mean, one great suggestion is grandma. You know, if consultants are fortunate enough to still have grandparents around, they make fantastic customers. They love to support, you know, their grandchildren and their business ventures. You know, have them call grandparents up, you know, grab the couple of neighbors next door and know that they have a check on the way right away.
Fantastic. Renee, do you have a last question for Tiffany before we let her go?
Well, you know, I just have a comment, Tiffany. Well, you know, I do have a question. Okay. Now, you talked about if you wanted to have a big residual check, you know, you got to focus on, you know, getting the free energy. Now, according to Ray and Chris Chambliss, you know, you, Rob, and Kurt, you know, Pat, you guys have the most customers per consultant. Now, we all know that if you get free energy, you know what I mean, that your residual check is going to, you know, grow. But not only do you know that you're able to make that a reality, what are you doing different than everyone else, so that, you know what I mean, that you got everybody to go out there and get free energy?
You know, I think just not stopping at the initial jumpstart customers. I think sometimes, you know, everybody's after those first five customers to trigger the bonuses, and you really don't want to stop there. You know, you want to keep encouraging your consultants to keep moving with the customers. And, you know, sometimes some people get a little discouraged if, you know, if they have a little lull and they're not signing up consultants. And often I use those times to have people shift gears and simply focus on gathering customers. Because I want to do whatever I can to make sure that they're going to get paid as regularly as possible. And that free energy program is just, it's too good to not take advantage of. It's a win-win for everybody. Your consultant is set up to get a check every single month no matter what. And it boosts your residual as well. And if you teach them to do the exact same thing, in turn they're going to have a big residual as well simply by you know, teaching it to everybody from themselves on down.
Okay. Well, thank you. And I do have one comment. I don't know if you are aware of the CD that spoke about it earlier, you know, on the EC Factory Nation at the bottom. It says, Anita Favorites, you are the number one most recommended call to listen to.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that. Thank you so much.
Anita, I'm going to turn the call back over to you.
Okay. Well, Tiffany, you did a fantastic job. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you getting on for us tonight, and I think this was the best ever, so thank you again so much. I'm going to open up the line and let everyone else tell you thank you and hope everyone has a great week.
Thanks, Tiffany. Thanks for having me.
All callers are unmuted. Thank you, Tiffany.
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 Thank you, Tiff